Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. This is a horror movie recap podcast where I, CG, tell you, the listener, about a horror movie that I watched in 30 minutes or less. And why am I doing this? Because I love horror movies and I love telling motherfucking stories. And hopefully you like listening to them. If you don't, you should turn this off. So this week I'm telling you about a movie called... Hold on, I gotta take this fucking face mask off. I'm trying to get myself an at-home facial because who got money for the spa? Or I'll save that money for some massaging. Anyway, this week I'm watching a movie called There's Nothing Out There! Exclamation point. This movie was made in 1991. It is a smooth hour and 30 minutes, which is my fucking favorite. On Amazon Prime, it got 4 out of 5 stars from 29 reviews, and on IMDb it is 5.8 out of 10, which is pretty good. Now hopefully I got high hopes for this movie, because the last couple movies I watched was straight trash, but this one looks campily creepy, just like the shit I like. So let me tell you what it's about. When a horror movie film buff tries to warn his friends of impending danger during spring break, they scoff at him until sinister things begin to happen. Okay, so I have already started watching this. I decided that I would record an episode about this when I got through like the first 10 or 15 minutes. Like, this shit is great storytelling. So let me tell y'all about what has happened so far. We gonna jump all the way right the fuck in. Before that though, based off that, I don't know none of the people in this movie. I would give it, it's from 91, so it's going to have like that 80s horror hangover, but kind of pretending to try to be something different in the 90s. So I would give it a pre-Ninja Star rating. I'm going to go right down the middle at 2.5. Now the Amazon rating is pretty high, and for IMDb and an old horror movie is damn near a 6, which is almost like it should be a 5 against some shit that I would like, but we're going to see. So my pre-Ninja Star rating is 2.5. I'm going straight up the middle, and I'm going to jump right in and tell you what has happened so far. So this movie opened up on a young blonde working at the video store, and she in there, you know, working, whatever. And this is a 90s video store, so we're talking like straight up VHS tapes, okay? Not, we ain't got to Blu-ray and DVD yet. We on tapes. So she in there, and somebody essentially like try to attack her in the video store. And she, you know, trying to kind of run, but she not even running. She like backing out on her arms and legs. Like, she fell down to the floor. Somehow she get outside, she get wrapped up in the tape, and the person about to kill her, and then she wake up. This bitch was dreaming. So she was driving actually in a car, and she fell asleep, and when she wake up, she was crashing into the motherfucking woods. So she crashed in the woods, and she kind of, you know, getting herself together, like, okay, I am awake. I'm in the woods. I'm not dead. Oh, but shit, I'm in my dad's car. He gonna fucking kill me. So she's sitting there trying to figure out what to do. And then something falls from the sky. And she looks down and she's like, oh, a cloud fell from the sky. A cloud, right? So she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So she's looking down. She rolled a window down, like actually rolled it down with the fucking turn crank shit. Young people, you don't know nothing about that. She rolls the window down. She looking out. And then she sees some kind of like monstery shit, like some monstery arms kind of shoot up. She rolled the window up. The monstery arms kind of got like some almost like sucker things on the end of them or whatever. So she like in a car. Now, this is the opportunity when she first see the suckery shit, the monster arms in the car, for her to immediately jump out the other side of the car and run the fuck away. The car is not starting. Why you gonna stay here in the car? Like, the car is not a savior. It is not a sanctuary. It's got glass on all the sides. Of course, she don't do that. She hysterical in the car, getting a flashlight, like making sure the monster knows she fucking in there. Anyway, after she makes sure she identifies herself by the to the monster, not running, not taking any evasive action, not getting any weapons whatsoever, the monster, of course, busts all the windows and kill this bitch, I guess. I don't know. We don't actually see what happened to her, but the monster busts all the windows. So then we jump to the credits and all of that stuff, and now the movie getting started. So had I not watched the first part, I would have named this lady in the video store Lily White, but she's not Lily White because she dies immediately. So the main cast starts. We at a high school, and they getting ready to go to spring break. The teacher like, yo, did y'all read the assignment from last week? They ain't read it. They're supposed to, over spring break, write a 300 300-page, 300-word composition on what they did on Spring Break. So that's what they're supposed to do. They get released. So we get four couples, it looks like, and they don't all have names yet, but the ones that do have names, we're going to give names. So the main dude is like, yo, you know, my family own a cabin up in the woods. Let's go to the woods for Spring Break. You know, everybody, let's row. So everybody's in except for the nerd, and he is dating a Brazilian. And he's like, nah, because I promised Brazil's mom that I was going to help her, like, with her English or some shit over the break. And then the main dude, the camp owner, he's like, yo, don't worry about it. She can come. Let's all row. So everybody get in the car. Looks like a Ford Tempo. Blast from the bass. What? They're riding in the Ford Tempo. They on the way up to the cabin and they ride past the crash scene. So Horror Buff is like, yo, this is a warning. We should not be fucking going on this trip. This is like first warning number one I've seen every horror movie at the video store. And he right. He telling them right now, if this was a black person, it would be the black person like, yo, we need to bounce. Like, this shit is fucked up. Something in my spidey senses is askew. They don't listen to him, of course, and they go on to the camp. So pretty much at this point, they at the camp about to, you know, spring break it up. And I'm assured that the shit is about to go down. But since I had already watched that part, I'm like, let me go ahead and just tell y'all about it real quick and get this intro and the first beginning, like, out relatively quickly. So I'm about to go back into this shit right here. I'll be back in a second to tell y'all what's going on once they got to the camp. We may get some names for everybody else. Oh, I do want to introduce y'all to one couple. We do got Douchebag and Douchebag's girlfriend. We're going to call her Sugar Tits. I think her name in the movie is Doreen. We're going to call her Sugar Tits because he called her Sugar Tits. He was like, babe, where the food at? Da-da-da-da-da. Sugar Tits. So the Brazilian girl told the nerd, why don't you say sweet things like that to me? But she Brazilian, so she don't really realize the Sugar Tits is... I mean, I guess it's like, yo, titties is sweet. I mean, so I guess it's kind of a compliment, but, you know, in a real derogatory way. Anyway, Douchebag and Sugar Tits, the nerd and Brazil. We got the main dude. Did he have a girl? I don't know. Horror Buff does not have a girl. He the only solo, rolling solo, double O on this trip. But anywho, I'll be back in a minute. Okay, I'm back. So they get to the house, they get set up and shit. The monster, like, in the woods, monstering around, creeping around and shit. And a group of stoner rockers, like, randomly pull up. They get out their van, smoke and shit, come out. They go, air quotes, skinny dipping in a pond in front of the house. And they don't get naked, they just take their tops off. So this was just a reason for us to see random titties. So a horror movie buff and a homeowner is, like, standing on the balcony. And they're like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And the stoner rockers are like, yo, ain't this the camp by the lake? And they like, no, this the house by the pond. So they leave. Horror movie buff like, yo, this is another warning. We need to get the fuck out of here. They don't get the fuck out of here. Anyway, so Sugar Tits take a shower for like no fucking reason. Her and Douchebag end up smashing. The horror movie buff continues to wig out like the whole fucking time. They have dinner. He's talking shit the whole time, freaking everybody out, getting on their nerves. While they having dinner outside on the deck, they hear a noise. Is like, then they go inside and like a pan fell off the counter and it had like some green slime and shit on there. So the monster had came in and knocked that shit off, or either he snuck one of his tentacle arms through the window. So the Brazilian nerd go for a walk. Homeowner and his boo go upstairs to smash, and then Sugar Tits and Douchebag go skinny dipping. And while all that's happening, Horror Buff is like, fuck y'all, we about to die. He go up in his room and barricade himself in that motherfucker. He, you know, block the windows, push shit in front of the door. Like, he think he about to die. So while Brazil and Nerd is out for a walk, Brazil is telling him a story about these kids that was out walking in the woods. Like, some story from her childhood. And essentially how a monster killed him. So they're like, haha, this is hilarious. And while they're out for the walk, the monster come and fucking, well, it kills Nerd. And while Nerd is getting killed, she run off. Somehow the monster pulled her skirt off. I don't know how, but he just pulled her skirt off. Only her skirt. She running, but not fast running. She kind of out for like maybe a medium pace jog. She is certainly not running like a person who is about to get killed by a monster. But her medium pace jog, she medium pace jogs herself into a tree and knock her food self out. And the monster killed a nerd. So we finally get to see parts of the monster, and it kind of looked like a giant critter, but with arms and legs. And at the ends of the arms and legs, I guess it's the tentacle, bitey, sucky things. It looks pretty terrible. But only nerd got killed so far. While Sugar Tits and Douchebag was skinny dipping, the monster kind of got in the water, but Sugar Tits freaked out, and so they got out before the monster had an opportunity to kill them. So now they're back in the house. Horror Buff is in his room barricaded. Homeowner and his boo is fucking. And Brazil, I don't know if she's dead yet, but she's in the woods knocked the fuck out. And the nerd is dead, but they don't know that the nerd is dead. Now, I forgot to tell y'all, in this tempo, it was seven of them in this tempo. It was Homeowner who was driving. Horror Buff was in the passenger seat. And then in the back was Douchebag and his girlfriend, Brazil, and Nerd. And then Homeowner's boo came too, but this bitch was not in the car with them. So somehow she got there with them, but not in the car because they was in a tempo. And a tempo really only... I mean, like, a tempo really, I don't even know if you could fit six people in a tempo, but it was six in there, but somehow she got out the car and she was on the trip, but it was only one car. So, whatever the case, their sex scene is pretty terrible also. So, now they smashing, and they don't even know that Nerd in Brazil is dead. So, I'll be back in a minute with the rest of them who about to get killed. I'm going to guess, if I had to venture a guess right now, that Horror Movie Buff going to make it to the end because he the only one trying to, like, you know... stop some shit from going down. I would predict that Sugar Tits and Douchebag is gonna be the next to go. So we'll find out in a minute. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. So they in the house. Douchebag and Sugar Tits is on the floor trying to fuck. He can't get his zipper down, so they like struggling with that shit. And then Horror Buff come out his room with like some protective gear, like a hockey mask, a stick, or some shit. He about to like say today, I guess. So they trying to fuck. Horror Buff see the monster. He scream, which causes Sugar Tits to bust Douchebag in the nuts. He pissed. Then he's mad at Horror Buff, like, yo, you've been trying to ruin our trip this whole time. I'm trying to fuck. I'm about to fight you. They fighting. While they fighting, Sugar Tits picking up her clothes. She somehow end up in the basement, and a monster grab her leg and pull her, and she fall and bust her head. She a little bit knocked out. They run downstairs in the basement. She's like, yo, I saw something with some green eyes, but that's all she saw. She didn't see the monster. Everybody is laying into Horror Buff like, yo, you starting all this bullshit. You ruining our trip. And Homeowner Boo is like, yup, it's all your fault. And then somehow, out of nowhere, a cat comes or has been living in the basement this whole time, I guess. I mean, it's a cat. I guess it could get in and out. But so a cat has broken into their basement. And she's like, see, it's just this cat. It wasn't a monster. It's the cat. Fine. They decide, fuck you, Horror Buff. We gonna lock you in the basement for tonight so you can, air quotes, learn your lesson. So they go upstairs. They all go to bed. And, again, no one has been thinking about Brazil or Nerd. They just, no, not even considering them until the next morning. So, Horror Buff in the basement, the monster come, him and the monster fight. He fuck up some pipes and somehow get himself the fuck out the basement. So, they wake up in the morning. They make him breakfast. The water don't work is what makes them realize, oh, something's wrong with the pipes. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, we forgot that we left, what's the name, down there. They go down there, the basement flooded. Homeowner is pissed like, fuck, I gotta go into town. I gotta find a plumber. This is gonna take all day. I gotta bounce. So he busts up in the tempo. He leave. He go to town. Homeowner boo and Douchebag is like, well, since we can't take showers, let's go swimming. And Sugar Tits is kind of laying down because her head's so hurt. So while Douchebag is upstairs changing to get to go swimming, Homeowner boo is already swimming in the lake, in the dirty lake that she's using in lieu of a shower. Because I feel like a dip in a lake or pond is gonna make you dirtier, like not cleaner. It's not like water in the Bahamas, like you cannot see in this murky ass water. Anyway, she bathed swimming in the dirty ass pond, and while Douchebag is upstairs, the monster come and pump a whole bunch of green slime into him, and his fucking face melt off. And then he shoots Sugar Tits in the eyes with like some green lasers, and she kind of pass out. So Homeowner boo come back upstairs. She see this shit going down. She run from the monster. She jump out the window back into the lake. When she get out the lake, Horror Buff grab her like, yo, bitch, now you believe me. We gotta get the fuck out of here. The monster come chase them. They run back in the house. So they in the house. They try to figure out if Sugar Tits and Douchebag is alive. They go wake Sugar Tits up. She wake up. Douchebag face melted off. So they barricade themselves into another bedroom. Monster come chase. And homeowner is like, not homeowner, Horror Buff, for some reason, there is some shaving cream in this room. And he shoots some shaving cream through the keyhole of the door into the eyes of the monster. usually internal doors don't have like keyholes in them, but that's fine. Like the kind of keyhole for a skeleton key. And this isn't even like an old cabin. It's like a nice modern house on a lake. It's like a nice house. They would not have keyholes, but they got keyholes. And apparently Shaving Cream is the monster's nemesis. So while they in there, Sugar Tits is hysterical. Horror Buff is like, yo, it doesn't make any sense why the monster like slimed and killed up all the dudes, but he wasn't like trying to kill y'all. Oh, he must be trying to fuck y'all and implant, you know, impregnate you all with his evil critter monster babies. So they like, what the fuck? Then Brazil comes back. This bitch come limping out the woods. She's all like about to die. You just, oh my God, you guys, my legs hurt. Please help me. They like, how we gonna help this bitch? Horror Buff has nailed the window shut. So they break the glass and like, yo, bitch, run. It's a monster here. She's like, I can't run. So homeowner Boo and Sugar Tits like, yo, we gotta save her. They go down there. They bring this bitch in the house. Soon as she get in the house, the monster is also in the house, like, what's up, monster time? And Sugar Tits is now possessed from when he has shot her in the eyes with the green lasers. So she get a bat and she trying to kill homeowner Boo. And then the monster make a straight move for Brazil and he trying to rape this bitch. So Horror Buff come downstairs. He see the monster trying to get on Brazil. He like gets some shaving cream the monster run away. Sugar Tits is trying to fight, I guess kill. I don't know what the fuck she's trying to do to homeowner Boo, but she trying to fuck this bitch up. And they get into a fight. They fighting around and end up busting through the sliding glass door and the Sugar Tits head get cut off by some glass. So her head cut off by some glass. Brazil is all like fucked up from an attempted monster rape. I don't know if she did. I think she okay. But like the monster was like using his monster tentacles and trying to like rub on her titties and shit. Like she gonna be fucked up for the rest of the time if she don't die, because she almost got raped by a monster and her nerd boyfriend got killed earlier in the day. And so now they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do. So we got homeowner Boo left, Brazil, monster attack rape victim survivor, and Horror Buff again, who I still think gonna make it to the end. I don't know about homeowner Boo, she might get killed. I could totally see them letting Brazil make it to the end since she has just survived an attempted monster rape. And then homeowner probably gonna come back and maybe everybody will be dead and only homeowner will live. That would be good. We'll see what happens. I will be back in a second. Okay, I'm back for the end. So Horror Buff and homeowner Boo like decide let's you know, the monster went up to the attic, so says Horror Buff. He's like, let's go into the basement. They go into the basement, they barricade themselves down there, they lock the door from the outside, and then Horror Buff like run around and climb through the window, and then they board up the window with some boards. Now I should also remind you that it is, so they in the basement all night. This whole time, homeowner Boo still got on her bikini. This bitch ain't got to put on no shoes. She didn't get no shirt or no shit at no point during this day. She just running around fighting the monster in her bikini. So they board up. They're in the basement. And they talked about the monster trying to figure out how to kill it. And Horror Buff is like, well, I think the monster dumb as fuck. It got confused a few times earlier. So it's got fleshy parts. If we confuse it, then perhaps we can like kill it with a knife or fire or whatever the fuck. So they're like, bet. Then it's the nighttime, and in his windbreaker that he's been running around, he's got like 6 cans of shaving cream. Like, it was only 4 dudes, I think. So I don't know why they would have had 6 cans of shaving cream, but they do. So, they're in the basement, and then homeowner come back. And so he like, yo, the plumber on the way, he'll be here in 10 minutes. Now they didn't lock themselves in the basement from the other side. So they got to break out through the boards they put on the window. They just pulled these boards off, which means they was not secure as fuck. It was not in any way, shape, or form going to stop the monster from coming in. So anyway, they pull the boards off, they get out. Homeowner did come in the house, and when he got in the house, he like, yo, y'all just can't fuck my house up. Then he see the monster try to attack him. The cat from earlier is just like chilling. He grabs the cat and try to throw the cat to the monster, this fucker. But the cat skate off. And then did they come in from the outside? Some kind of way he get the fuck away. So he get outside. He like, what the fuck? They like, yeah, it's a fucking monster. And they like, get the keys. Let's get the fuck out of here. So they get in the car. They drive off. They run into the plumber on the way. And then the monster drop on the hood of the car. And they riding around. They riding around with the monster on the hood. Before the monster got on the hood, Horror Buff did tell homeowner, like, don't let the green lasers hit you in the eyes. It don't like shaving cream. Like, it's going to try to eat you. So the monster trying to shoot them in the eyes with his green laser, and they end up shaking the monster off some kind of way and flying into a lake. When they get out the lake, the plumber is like, what, you know, he followed them over there, to the lake. He like, what the fuck wrong with y'all? Y'all ran into my car, blah, 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 blah. The monster come, jump on the plumber, start fucking the plumber up. When they get out the lake, they see the monster fucking the plumber up. They don't try to help the plumber. He is not dead yet. They just run away from him. Guess what? Smart move. They leave. They go back to the house. They're back at the house, and Horror Buff is like, yo, he turned into Freddy from Scooby-Doo, and he like, I got a plan. I need y'all to get some light bulbs. We need some mirrors. And what else did he say? Light bulbs, mirrors, and all the flashlights you can find. So they run around the house looking for light bulbs, mirrors, and flashlights. And he like, we're going to confuse this thing. We're going to set up a motherfucking trap. And then we're going to kill it. So he set the mirrors up. And essentially, they use the flashlight to like lure the monster into the house. They use the mirrors to confuse the monster on their location. So the monster would slithery towards the mirror instead of the actual person. And somehow they managed to trick it to slither itself into the oven, and then they close the oven, turn it on. The monster green laser out the girl at some point, the homeowner, still running around in the nighttime in a bikini, by the way. Laser her with a green eye. She tried to kill the homeowner with a knife, but he knocked his bitch out real quick. And then somehow, I guess he grabbed her. They turned the oven on. The oven exploded into a bunch of fireworks, and the monster dead. And then they jump in a plumber's van and they drive the fuck away. And homeowner knocks out one of the windows, and then the alarm comes on. And then Horror Buff is like, you mean to tell me this whole time if we had just, you know, broken out a window that the police would have come? And homeowner kind of smiles like a laugh, but I'm like, but y'all did bust out the window earlier in the day when Brazil came back. They busted out the upstairs window to warn her not to come in the house, but she couldn't walk. Oh yeah, by the way, Brazil did. That attempted monster rape resulted in a death. She did not make it. And then also, when Sugar Tits was trying to kill homeowner boo, her head, they bust through the side, the patio door. So I don't know, or the sliding glass door. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, so they're driving away. They on their way down the street. And then the girl from the very beginning of the movie, who was in the first car accident, who thought a cloud fell from the sky, her body disappeared. So the police wasn't sure if she was dead or not, but she was gone. So here she come out the woods. They let her in the car. She all fucked up. And they asking her questions and shit like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I've been wandering around the woods all day. My tummy hurt or whatever. And they like, yo, you got green eyes. And Horror Buff like, you had any weird sex lately? And so she like, my eyes always been green through birth. And they looking at each other and they looking at this bitch. And they stop the car and they kick this bitch the fuck out. And they drive off. Another smart move, probably initiated by Horror Buff. Maybe the other two at this point, they're probably like, yeah, fuck, we're not taking no chances. So anyway, they drive off into the night, and then that was the end. So actually, the monster was terrible, y'all. I mean, the monster was real bad, but it was actually kind of good. It was entertaining. Horror Buff as the person who pretty much was telling everything that was going to happen. I mean, it's essentially like, was like Scream, but with a monster, because he was essentially like Jamie Kennedy's character. But it was good. I enjoyed it. Would I recommend other people watch it? I don't know. The monster is real terrible. And if other people look at it, they'd be like, why are you making me watch this? So I wouldn't say that I recommend it, but I was entertained. So I'm going to give this, I'm going to still just give 2.5 stars. I don't think it was good enough to earn any extra stars. The monster was bad. It should lose some stars for that. But I did enjoy it. And at the end, more people lived than I expected to live, because they did start to make some smart decisions once they realized that it was, in fact, a motherfucking monster. So if you would be interested in sending me a movie, you can send an email to ghostninjaraccoon.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram on Ghost Ninja Raccoon. I don't really be talking about the movies I'm gonna do, because I never know what I'm gonna do until I do it. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, what did I call this movie? what did I say it was called? There's Something Outside. I think it's actually called There's Nothing Out There. I don't know if I said it right, but it's called There's Nothing Out There. It was on Amazon Prime. Again, it's going to wrap up with 2.5 Ninja Stars. And until next time, peace out.